This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You shouldn't expect much unless they can get something out of him. That's the take I'm comfortable with, as opposed to Kenny is in the catbird seat for the Browns starting job.
Well, and you see how you're going to start to get brainwashed the more and more Kenny Pickett gets thrown in our face and they try to tell us that he's good. You have to go back to this moment right here where Joe is busy farming and not really keeping as close attention to maybe how the Kenny Pickett wars have already started. Like, it just use your brain. Do you think Kenny Pickett's good at this quarterback thing? The answer right now should be no. And then we'll see what Stefanski can do. By the way, today, he handled all the first-team offensive reps in 11-on-11. Dylan Gabriel got the second team. Shador was with the third team. Joe Flacco didn't get any 11-on-11 reps. But the important part there is who got the first-team offense reps?
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
And to be clear, I actually think in all of this, I think the early reps in camp should go to the other three quarterbacks, because I don't think Joe needs all that much to get up and get going. Like, so the only pushback I have, and Joe was saying, you know, from a locker room standpoint, you want to know who your starter is as quick as possible, because then it allows you to lock everything else in place. So I hear that. I really do. And I want to give credence to that, and if the locker room feels that way. At the same point, then you better front load the reps for Kenny Pickett, Shador, and Dylan Gabriel, so you can be sure. Because to me, the way it's set up is, it's Joe's job unless somebody takes it.
Right. Yeah, it's somebody's job to take it.
But you have to give all three guys a chance to really take it.
Yeah, and I mean, again, that's this was no different than what we saw, six, 7 weeks ago, mm-hmm. where Joe's sitting on the sidelines and the other three are just having to battle it out a little bit. But it's an interesting development for at least the first day.
There is a part of me, and listen, I think Kevin said it earlier when Kevin Stefanski spoke to the media at about 4 o'clock today. We actually had that live on the show. I do think... I believe him when he says the quarterback plan is written in pencil, and it is absolutely malleable. So tomorrow Joe could get the first team reps, and then that could I just continue to go for at least the first week. I don't think Joe needs any first team reps.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
A professional. I don't know how much better he's going to get.
I don't know at what point we need to see him out there. Like, even the preseason games. Is he going to play any of the preseason games? I would doubt it, but maybe he feels like he wants to, and so that's how he ends up out there, but I don't need to see him in a preseason game.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. I think the only reason you need to give Joe first-team reps leading into the season, if he ends up being the guy, is for the other players. So they can get comfortable.
So Jerry Jeudy can catch some of his passes, because Jerry Jeudy wasn't there 2 years ago when he was doing what he did at the end part of the season. That was Amari Cooper.
And I think a lot of people are going to go, well, the guy walked in off his couch in November and went 5-1, or actually, was that 5-1, 4-1, something like that, and then got you to 11 wins. We forget about the playoff game. Never happened. We completely erased the tape. But, like, okay, so that's one half. The other is, he's just played so much damn football.
That's it.
And he's just 41 years old. He shouldn't really need that much, especially in an offense that this is the exact same offense he played in not just 2 years ago, but last year as well. Like, Shane Steichen and Kevin Stefanski, in terms of what they like to do, There's a lot of similarities there. That's
why
Indianapolis signed signed Joe Flacco, because of that kind of seamless fit from one to another.
Yeah, no question about it. I like that this is the setup. I think it'd be a little disappointing if they were putting Joe in there. But even Pickett getting the first team reps right now, it'll sort itself out.
But we do have, so you've finally seen what I called the Zapruder film.
Yes.
Of the big unveil. If you haven't seen the video, my friends in Washington media are tweeting about it.
Everyone.
I mean, this thing has gone completely viral.
I don't know what the staying power is on something like this is. I don't know if like 3 months from now people still be talking about it, but for right now everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it depends on how many wins you have this year,
Will it be like the dog pound thing, getting the letters backwards?
Yeah, again, if you're bad. If you're bad, this will be the thing that people hearken back to and go, hey, remember that time they staged that guy falling into Lake Erie off the barge when Dude Wipes was unveiling the helmet on a big barge, right? Like
we're off to an awful start for alpha dogs and the branding that they're trying to give out here. It was never going to happen. Only, it's like darts ball, by the way. It's never going to happen.
Only if they don't win. This is the kind of thing that's funny today that fans will look back in pure rage of like, we knew it was sunk, just like that guy. But you've seen the video.
Yeah.
That's the video that I said earlier, like, okay, it's staged.
I'm just happy you came over and you recognized. So I was cynical. I told you in the very beginning of this, I was cynical about it. I just tend to believe anything that looks like this or is this. It's made up. It's fugazi. It's not real. And I like that you came on over.
Okay, the only thing is,
do I get credit for in the moment saying that I didn't believe it?
No, because it was just natural cynicism.
Or do I just, is it just, if I say everything that looks like it's staged on the internet is fake, then eventually I'm just going to be right once in a while?
You're going to be right most of the time.
Yeah.
Points to Peter Lynn. All right, so this is where when stuff like this is staged, and I've come around, I think it's staged.
It's a brilliant idea, by the way.
When it is staged.
It worked.
As somebody who thinks real stuff, it should matter more than fake stuff. Like so many of the videos, like it's like, oh, honey, here's this sexist joke. And then she's like, oh, and slaps him. I'm like, okay, that's not funny. It's clearly staged. Also, it's sexist. I probably should have led with it's sexist.
Yeah.
However,
we do like humor, though.
Yeah. But let's keep it in the box. I hate how staged social media is and how everybody's doing this B-list. No, it's not even B-list. It's D-list content where it's not believable. It's clear that it's fake. And or people getting in real fights.
I know, but
I'm
waiting for the Darren Revell tweet that says that Dude Wipes generated $57 million in free advertising off of this, though.
That dude is the Dude Wipes. Like,
but it's gonna be
media members.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but like, it's gonna be an insane number that they got out of this, and so like they
actually
did their
job. Dude Wipes gets the job done.
Ding. You know what set Nick me off on it? Nick, fantastic job. You know what set me off on it?
What's that
really led me to believe that it was fake and they didn't actually do this? I got an email at 1:51 p.m. Okay, I went and looked at it like when the time came, and it was Dude Wipes and the Browns uniform reveal and everything attached to this Lake Erie. They call it a stunt in the email. They call it a Lake Erie stunt, and it was like inviting me or anyone else out there that basically wanted to be a part of it. But when you send the email at 1:51 and you've already done the bit, you're not serious about it. I didn't want me to show up.
Does it cheapen
it? You didn't
want
me to be there.
Does it cheapen it if it is staged? Because I laughed at it.
Because I would have gone and saw what happened.
I've watched it 15 times already.
Doesn't cheapen it at all. They got what they wanted out of it, and we as the internet got what we wanted out of it. It just, you can't look at it as a Browns fail, though. Isn't this like a Dude Wipes? I mean, the Browns are associated with it.
And that's the problem, is that the Browns will be linked to this if things don't go well.
It was smart of Dude Wipes. I've said their name like 12 times in this segment. It was smart of Dude Wipes.
I just want to
even if they brought the Browns down with them.
That's usually.
And they did.
That's usually the order of operation.
The Browns might have to go through their own meetings and wonder how they ended up being the patsy.
So you're saying the Browns are going to want to flush this idea?
Yeah, they might want to flush this idea. He's here all night. Tip your waiters.
Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, will the real Cleveland Guardians please stand up? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out
with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.